All right, joining me right now, former Trump campaign director Michael Caputo. So, Michael, good to see you. Do you think the White House is giving credibility to the writer by these high-level officials coming out and saying, it's not me?
Well, I think each one of those people has to do that, and the media, the New York Times in particular, has set that up. And the writer itself, I believe the writer's a coward, but also I believe they're diabolical. I mean, the way they wrote that op-ed, or the ghostwriter wrote the op-ed, they dropped in words like lodestar to indicate that it might be Mike Pence, and words like first principles, very common to the speeches that General Mattis gives, to throw some shade at him. And then they dropped in that off-the-rails comment that comes from the Woodward book that's attributed to General Kelly. And that's, to me, gaslighting the president, which is very diabolical.
But if
and
it was,
to believing it's one of his key aides, one of his key aides is really, plotting against him.
But if it's insignificant, why is it the White House keeps talking about it, keeps throwing out its top-level folks to say or comment about it? It wasn't me. I don't know anything about this. It's a terrible thing. But they keep bringing it up, which only gives this writer more power, does it not?
I'll tell you, I'm not one of the ones that believes this is insignificant. I've been screaming from the top of my lungs for several weeks now that we're going to lose the House of Representatives, the Democrats are going to take over, and that they're going to impeach the president in the first quarter of 2019. This op-ed, to me, is part of that strategy. This person, who I believe is in the senior ranks of the administration, wrote this in order to try and dampen turnout of the deplorables who would normally go out in droves to vote for the president's candidates, the Republican candidates for Congress in particular, so we can maintain control of the House. Let me tell you, Frederica, I'm fairly certain I know who it is. I've been, going through this parlor game just like everybody else has. And I'm also completely 100% certain that the person who wrote this is on the list of people who said they didn't write it.